T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're having a fun old Tuesday.
Yeah, we are.
So far, we're laughing our asses off and having a great time. And I'm sure nothing is going to change that.
Yeah.
There's no news that we could get that would make it, that would take away the party. Woo! Let's find out in the news now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Listen, All Natural Stone is excellent, but you have to go in and check them out for yourself. They are stone and tile showrooms. They've got tons of great stuff. They are the Bay Area's largest supplier of domestic and imported stone, and you have to go see it for yourself. They're open by appointment. They have 4 Bay Area locations: Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
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 I'm sure they'd like that to sound better, but I just don't think we're ever going to be able to time that, like, link that
I'm
up.
I'm trying to say it before you say it so that you can say it in your own time and mine hits yours.
Anyway, and I'll end at allnaturalstone.com. Nice people. You'll like them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Follow them on Instagram. I really love their feed.
Yeah, they post. I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff, they have great ideas.
It's unreal.
They post a lot of the stuff, in my own opinion, where you're like, I wish I had the guts to do that. Like,
I know.
Is unbelievably cool looking.
So dramatic.
It's really, anyway, what are
we
doing?
You'd have to have the right house for it, you know?
Right. Listen.
Yeah.
There's this young man playing football.
Yeah.
He is taking the world by storm.
Mm. Well, young is, you know. He's not
I don't
young.
Know what you're getting at.
He's
Tom Brady played last night on Monday Night Football. Yeah. You know
that guy.
Traitor.
What a game. I don't know if it's the warm weather or getting away from that basset-hounded face of a human that he had for a coach. That sourpuss. That guy just takes the life out of everything. Ugh. Joyless. Is what he should be called. You know how we have a friend named Joy? He should be called Joyless. Anyway, Tom Brady seems to be thriving in his new home as he got another win last night. He's looking like he'll be the MVP of the NFL this
season.
And frankly,
he's amazing.
He has my vote.
Well deserved.
Yeah. He's playing so well.
Oh, what about me? I'm a good player too.
He did. He played great last night too.
When he throws me the ball, I'd be like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna get that ball. It's gonna be good." Oop! I fall down. Go boom.
Speaking of expats, so there's a story in the paper today.
Yeah.
About, for those of you who have decided, that's it. If this election today does not go my way, I'm out of here.
I'm leaving.
I'm gone.
I got to go.
First of all, keep that to yourself because you may want to take that back after you realize that maybe that's not really how you're going to handle that.
And also, no other country will take us right now. So.
Right.
Good point.
But there's an article in USA Today about people who've done it, who finally split and just said, yeah, I'm going to Costa Rica and I'm going to make it go. And they tell some stories in this article, and it'll give you an idea how these things go. Many of them have landed very softly, and it's worked out well for them. So if that's sort of truly in your head, maybe this is an article for you to read, as today is finally the end of this election cycle, and it'll definitely make for, well,
the beginning of something else.
Yeah, let's just leave it there, whatever. Right. So, yeah, we're going to hopefully find out some news by tonight about what's going on, but more likely it's going to be a while. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of
there'll be projections, and perhaps it'll be
sure. So today is the vote. I know, like Christina's off. Her work let everybody out.
Just go, whether you vote,
go participate, go help, go do whatever you can do. That you're free. Wow, that's pretty great. So anyway, a lot of people are going to be. I already got mine in the mail. It's gone. It's been gone for
weeks now. Yeah.
But anyway, so there's a couple stories for you. One, it's the election. It's finally election day. Two, if you're deciding to bail, there's a story in USA Today about how it's going for people. And it seems to go okay.
Are some of them bad stories, though?
No, I didn't get to any bad ones. They said, you know, like, this is better than that. And, you know, one of the ladies is from around here. She's like, I'm paying less than half for rent than what I paid for in Emeryville or something. I'm like, the Bay Area is not cheap.
No.
You know, and yeah, I guess you can get, you know, a cheaper place in Costa Rica.
Sure.
I don't know if what the standard is. I've never been to Costa Rica. I've been to Mexico a million times, though. And as much as I love it and as much as I'd love to leave for there right now, I don't think I'd live there.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm surprised when I hear people say, yeah, I'm going to take all my money and put it down there. All right.
Yeah.
Hope it goes well.
Yep.
I unfortunately have had enough bad experiences with police down there where you find out they can just take your crap and you go, it's mine.
That to me is like the thing, you know, when I was in Costa Rica, I came to the realization that, you know, although we all are annoyed by the standards and practices that we're subject to here, those things are in place to keep us all safe and they don't exist in other countries.
Right.
And then the police thing is for sure a concern. These are, you know, I've never walked through an airport where they had Uzis or whatever. I hadn't ever really seen that. And
a hotel. I've seen them with machine guns in hotel doors.
Just like, okay, why are you here? What do I not know?
They're protecting the people with the money. That's what they're doing. You are the one with the money.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just that if suddenly everything goes south, are they really going to protect me?
No.
I doubt it.
Nope. So that article is something you can look up if you're interested. Also, I was tripping out that there used to be a tradition of something called the election cake. And there's a recipe online if you're interested. Election cake. It was a sort of a tradition. And they're talking about how maybe now is the time to revive it since we're all stuck inside and everybody's been baking their brains out. I guess it's a very specific type of cake. There's a recipe. It involves flour, butter, eggs, but also things like brown sugar, buttermilk, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, raisins, and pecans.
Oh.
It doesn't sound bad, but
the basis of a pumpkin or banana bread without... Oh, it's a bundt cake style. At least this one is. Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay. If it's cake, I'm all for it.
It's got to be healthier than getting halfway through a handle of vodka, right?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on, you know, if you're looking to lose weight or not.
Well,
I think a handle of vodka is probably less calories than one slice of that cake. But what do I know? A little more dangerous.
Handle tonight however you need to, but there's something called an election cake. It's a tradition. Maybe you want to consider it. You can find it online.
All right.
Election cake.
Mm.
Oh, darn.
Don't throw your stories away, Vinny.
There's a town in Kentucky called Rabbit Hash.
Oh. Named after a food, huh?
They're called Rabbit Hash, Kentucky, and they are electing a new mayor as we elect a new president here in our country. Anyway, they say that the candidates consist of 13 dogs, a donkey, a rooster, a dead cat, and one actual human that has no chance of winning. There are about 400 people that live in Rabbit Hash, Kentucky, and they've been electing animals as their unofficial mayor for 22 years.
That's... seems stupid.
The current mayor is a pit bull named Bryn.
Oh.
Full name, Brynith Paltrow.
Brynith Paltrow is the current mayor of Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Yeah. And she's currently getting crushed right now by a French bulldog named Wilbur. So it's on.
Up here. Hold on, let me pull.
Wow.
In Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Is
everybody.
That Wilbur right there?
Mm-hmm.
I got to see Brynith Paltrow, please.
I haven't looked that one up yet.
Oh, he's a smart little dog. Man, dogs are so cute.
I know.
Super cute.
I love those little. What did you say is a bulldog? What is
That's
that?
A French bulldog right
French
there.
French bulldog.
Yeah, they're really.
Are the English ones the really fat ones?
Yes, they're the ones.
I like the big fat English bulldogs. And you say that's what Brynith Paltrow is?
Mm-hmm. No, actually.
Also a French?
Brynith Paltrow is a pit bull. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's have a look at Brynith Paltrow,
right,
the pit bull.
I got him here. Hold on one sec. Okay.
Well, he looks too dumb to be the mayor. I mean, with a waggly tail. Like, the other guy looks smart. This guy looks dumb.
Stop it.
Just because they caught him with his tongue out.
I like the futon in the back, or possibly the. I don't know where that seat came from, but it looks like it yanked out of something. And it's in a barn. I don't know. I don't understand what's happening in this
town.
Got
a blanket covering it. That's never good.
That means
whenever
there's
you
something
see
to cover.
A blanket covering a couch, do not sit down.
Vinny, maybe it's white velvet and they just want to keep it clean because that's
sure.
where Brynith Paltrow
yeah,
sleeps.
That's it.
That's a dumb looking dog. Now there's your new mare right there, that little dog.
Well, anyway, that's Rabbit Hash, Kentucky, everybody.
Well, it's nice to know that elections are going on everywhere. Some of them matter, some of them don't.
Let's see here. Today is National Sandwich Day.
Oh, well.
So I don't know if you're going to actually go out and get one. I know you've got a wonderful place right near you over there, Sarah.
Michael's.
So maybe it's worth a run.
You know, I don't think I've been to Michael's since this whole thing started. Maybe I should go to Michael's.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Sandwich day.
Durr.
Sandwiches.
Anyway, there's a breakdown of sandwiches by state. Chicken sandwich seems to be the number one sandwich.
Chicken sandwich?
Chicken sandwich. Actually, I take that back. Chicken sandwiches and tuna sandwiches tied. Huh. Chicken salad is number one in Utah. I had to look it up because they didn't even list California. Number one in California is the panini.
Mm. Yeah, we're very fancy pantsy out here, you know.
I don't know. The Maine is the lobster roll.
Oh, hell yeah.
Florida's the Cuban.
Oh,
Louisiana's
sure.
the po' boy. Yeah. I hate to say it this early in the morning. Oh, Fluffernutters, Massachusetts. Sarah?
Why is it
You like a Fluffernutter?
I did when I was a child.
I don't even know what that is.
It's that marshmallow fluff. You do peanut butter and fluff sandwich.
Oh, and it's good?
Sure. It's peanut butter and marshmallow on white bread with the crust cut off, please.
First thing is pulled up the map that listed all the sandwiches by state. I'm like, what in the hell state is above Louisiana? And what Arkansas? The hell state's above the one above Louisiana? I had to go and like,
is it Arkansas?
It's Arkansas, okay. And then it's, you lived there. It's Missouri. You were right there, right?
What are those? Yeah.
And then above that was Iowa. I'm like, that whole string right down the middle? I can't name it right now. I need some coffee. Or to look it up. Thank God for Google. Anyway, where was I?
We don't get to know what sandwich. What's the sandwich in Missouri, please?
Oh, do you want to know? In
sure.
Missouri, chicken sandwich, po' boy, pork tenderloin sandwich.
Where's that?
That's above. What is that? Iowa.
Ah, the pork tenderloin, so good. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Torta is Arizona.
I like a nice roast beef. I like a hot pastrami. I like all sandwiches, I think.
You don't like all the sandwiches.
Well, what sandwiches don't I like?
I don't know, like an ashtray sandwich. That's not good, right?
I'm not into that.
Ashtray sandwich.
Thank you. That's not. What is that, tuna? What is that?
It's a southwestern panini from Arizona.
Oh,
looks pretty good.
It does look good.
How about a couple fast facts? Here
we go. Yeah, I like a fast fact, Vinny. Almost as much as a sandwich.
This is a trip. If you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, what number do you get?
666.
You do.
Do you really? Oh, my God, hilarious.
You know someone you know very well needs to know that, because I think that person would stop playing that game. I don't know if they do or not, but
I don't know
that,
if Hooman gambles. But didn't he get a phone number that had 3 sixes in a row in it? And he's like, I'm not having this.
It was a credit card.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's right.
And he had to get rid of it.
He was like, I can't have a 666 on my credit card.
Yeah.
The number of the beast.
Turned it down right at the best part. Oh, man. Kitty litter was invented in Michigan in 1947. Before that, people just used soil or ashes.
Ashes?
For the cat stuff.
That seems like a terrible thing to use. Then it's all over your cat and he's going to walk it all around the house.
It's already that way, isn't it? Kitty litter sticks to their feet and goes wherever they go.
Oh, you got to get one of those fake hard grass rugs, Vinny. Then when they step out, it drops down into that, and then every week or so you shake that thing out. I know, kitty litter. Ugh. A lot of things I don't miss about having a cat, but I think that we might have cats on our horizon.
Oh, well, how soon? What are we talking about?
Hey, we don't have to talk about it now. I'll let you know if I get some.
I've been looking at a pet as well. It's probably not going to happen right away, but
it's going to happen. Christmas is right around the corner. Well, look, you're a dog guy.
I know, I am.
You have dogs. You've mourned Willa for a long time, and yeah. Nothing like a new. Are you going to get a puppy? You going puppy?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet.
You could go for a big dog, you know.
I don't know.
Grown dog.
You know, big dogs make big poops.
But they make them outside the house.
Both grandmas have, you know, little barky chicken dogs, and I'm very, while I had my eye on chicken dogs, they have turned me off from chicken dogs. Boy, that yappy barky thing, like right when you walk in your own house, you're like, dude, it's me. Shut up. Yeah. What are you doing?
Stop barking at me, fool.
You're the guest here.
And I could throw you out anytime. I took you into this world, I could take you back out.
Sheesh. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, 408 says Sarah would not like a blue cheese sandwich.
That is true. Thank you for remembering that. I hate blue cheese. Even Sarah? The tiniest grain of it fouls the entire meal for me.
I don't know what this means. 510 says, just be careful asking for a fluffer nutter sandwich if you're in the Castro. I have no idea.
Well, if you've ever seen a fluffer nutter sandwich.
I haven't.
You should show him a picture of it and see if he can deduce on his own why
you have one up.
A fluffer nutter might be something else.
See that? What is that? Is that marshmallow?
Yeah, it's like a marshmallow spread.
Delicious.
It is delicious, actually, if you're a kid. Look at that. It's perfect with the crust cut off and everything. Cut into triangles the way it's supposed to be.
They don't get the text, though. I'm not sure what they're trying to say.
Yeah, really? I don't get it.
Well, maybe you guys will figure it out at some point.
One day.
That's some drippy looking white marshmallow sauce coming out, squeezing out of the two slices of bread. Yeah. It's oozing out of that crack in the bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is oozing.
Yeah.
Anyway, went to Costa Rica in February, says 707, before everything shut down. It was fantastic. I was there for 2 weeks and didn't want to leave. I could definitely live there. That's great.
Oh, wow. There you go. I know someone building a house there.
If you're someone, and look, I'm sure that they have laws and rules. And
yes.
Everything is probably going to be fine. But I would worry if you take your whole nut and you go someplace, you know, and invest there and then it doesn't work out. Do you get all that back or are you going to lose what you invested in a home? And, you know, is it possible trying to get back into America and get something to live in might be at that point?
It's just, you're taking a chance. There's no question.
A deep step down from
where
you were.
What'd you say about the people in Nicaragua who spent all kinds of money building a place?
I think about them all the time.
Just said, so these, this is ours.
The people that we went, they had a resort. They built a resort. I guess I was blabbing on the air about Nicaragua, and the guy was in the process of moving permanently down there and wrote our show and said, hey, we just opened a resort down there and you should come see us.
Right.
So I looked into it. It was legit. I went there and me and Christina stayed and we had a blast. But they lived in Costa Rica and have a resort. And I was like, I hope it goes well. Well, they've since, they're no longer the owners of it. I don't know what happened to them.
Oh, that place too? I thought you just talked to some dude who was like homeless down there who was like, I had a place and they took it.
oh, no, no, that's a different story. No, these people, I don't think they had it taken. They had, I bet they sold it and just probably moved home. Guy who went and settled in Nicaragua and was starting this surf camp thing because there's great waves there, he invested all his money. Nicaragua was very war-torn back then. I don't know if you know that, but they've had troubles. Anyway, they just took it from him and said, get out. And it was the government showed up and said, this is ours. You don't own anything here. American, bye. Leave.
Yeah, get out.
And so he left and waited, I guess, for the war to finish and then went back and reinvested there again. That's the story I was told.
That
might
seems
be
like
not
a really
might not be
smart
true, but
thing to do.
Very, very dangerous at that time. I'm
yeah,
sure
that's
it's
the
much
thing.
Better now.
It's like at least America's kind of a known quantity, you know? It's like moving anywhere else is scary just in that you don't know what goes on there.
Yeah. Well, and he was, this must have been the 70s or 80s or something. So this guy was early on. Anyway, I'm completely out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with some stuff you can watch on TV tonight.
All right.
Guess what it is? And the chick Janice Jones, who played the babysitter in Borat 2. Life just keeps getting better and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.